NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Japan is conducting a massive military rescue mission in the wake of yesterday's devastating earthquake, aftershocks, and tsunami. Japanese media are saying more than 1,000 people are confirmed dead and many thousands more are missing. Meanwhile, NPR's Louisa Lim reports an explosion at a nuclear power plant has destroyed the building housing the reactor, but the government says the reactor casing is still intact.
Television pictures showed a huge blast at the nuclear plant in Fukushima, 150 miles north of Tokyo. Officials insist the steel container sheltering the nuclear reactor was not damaged in the explosion. The levels of radiation in the air were elevated before the explosion, indicating a leak had happened. Kyodo News Agency says Japan's nuclear safety agency has admitted the reactor's core had partially melted, but authorities say the levels of radiation are now decreasing. Prime Minister Naoto Kan says his first priority is ensuring the safety of people in the vicinity. Police officers wearing respirators are evacuating anyone living within 12 miles of the plant. Japanese authorities are planning to distribute iodine to residents to protect them from radiation poisoning. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Japanese officials say they'll use seawater to cool off the damaged nuclear reactor. NPR's John Hamilton reports the step represents a last-ditch effort to protect the reactor's radioactive core.
The reactor in Fukushima Prefecture has had problems with its cooling system since the earthquake. Now it appears efforts to keep the system working have failed. A spokesman for the Japanese government said the reactor's core would be flooded with seawater and boric acid. The boric acid helps to suppress any lingering nuclear reaction. The spokesman also explained an explosion that destroyed a building at the Fukushima plant early this morning. He said efforts to add cooling water to the reactor core had resulted in the production of hydrogen gas. The gas built up inside the building and then exploded. John Hamilton, NPR News.
The Arab League is calling on the UN Security Council to impose a no-fly zone on Libya, an idea that's been endorsed by Britain and France. The decision by Arab League foreign ministers today gives regional approval that NATO says it needs for any military action. The decision follows pleas by Libyan rebel leaders for the international community to approve a no-fly zone. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, meanwhile, is gaining strength. Anti-government protesters in Yemen clashing with security forces in the capital Sana'a, where police fired tear gas and live rounds into a pro-democracy camp in the central square. At least 3 people have been killed, hundreds are injured. Fighting is also reported in at least 2 other cities. This is NPR News. Defense Secretary Robert Gates arrived in Bahrain today as thousands of pro-democracy demonstrators marched on the royal palace. It was a brief visit. Gates met with Bahrain's ruling family and says he called on the Sunni monarchy to make real reforms and hold a dialogue with the mostly Shiite protesters who are demanding more political freedom. He says governments facing popular uprisings need to move quickly toward democratic reforms or risk giving Iran a chance to exploit their instability. National Football League officials are locking out players, setting the stage for the first NFL work stoppage in 24 years. NPR's Kirk Siegler has the latest on the labor dispute between the league and its players' union.
In a statement, the NFL confirms the lockout and says it's calling on the players' union to return to negotiations immediately. Mediated talks between the two sides broke down yesterday, just hours before a collective bargaining agreement was set to expire. The union then decertified, clearing the way for players to file antitrust lawsuits. 10 players, including this year's MVP quarterback Tom Brady, immediately sued NFL owners in federal court. They want an injunction to block the lockout, but the league says under federal labor law, it has the right to impose one, since the union has abandoned labor negotiations. In the meantime, the future of the 2011 season remains in limbo. A labor dispute hasn't led to a stoppage in NFL play since 1987. Kirk Siegler, NPR News.
A reminder about springing forward. Daylight saving time begins in most of the country at 2 a.m. Sunday morning, otherwise known as the middle of the night tonight. You'll lose an hour in the process as you set your clock ahead. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.